Okay, today is Daf Mem Tes of Masechtas Gittin. We're in Mem Chesam at Beis. We're in the bottom line where it says Ela Amar Vacher by Yaakov. Rav Yishmael held that when someone damages, it has nothing to do with Gittin at all. Zero to do with Gittin. Now today we're going to learn about Nezikin, other things, not Gittin. But when someone damages someone else, a Mazik is a damager. A Nezik is the guy who got damaged. So the Torah says, the Torah says, Meitav sodehu or meitav karmo yishalim. You have to pay idi, we call it idius, which means the best. A mazik has to pay idius. The question is, whose idius does he pay? Does he pay his own idius, or does he pay the idius of the nizik? Right? So Rabbi Shmuel held, he pays the idius of the nizik. Said the Gemara, but that doesn't make any sense, because if he damaged $100, but the only idiot that the Nizik has is more than that, or I should pay more than that, he didn't damage that. It's not really fair. Right? So we gave an answer. Now, he wasn't sure what he damaged. We didn't like that answer either. So mostly make it Elvariah. So what's Rabbi Shmuel's case? Right? And by the way, Rabbi Akiva held, now you pay from the idiots of the Mazik. Right? So what did Rabbi Shmuel really hold? Rabbi Akiva, we don't have a problem with. What did Rabbi Shmuel really hold? So, Amar Ella, Amar V'achar B'Yakov, Hacha B'Mayaskinan. Here's what's going on. Kigon, for example, Shehoisa Idias Demazik, Idias Denizik, the Idias of the Nizik was Kiziburius Demazik. Was worth the same thing as the Ziburius of the Mazik. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Savar B'Denizik Shaiminan, right? Even though that's a little bit of a windfall to the mazik, to the nizik, right? And Rabbi, no, is that true?
No,
that's not true yet. We're going to get to that case in a minute. So Rabbi Shmuel hold, you do it by the nizik, and Rabbi Akiva suffer bid the mazik shaminon, and Rabbi Akiva holds it goes by the mazik. My time with Rabbi Shmuel.
This entire argument. Technically, you should pay in cash.
Right, well, it doesn't have cash.
Okay, right. So don't blame the guy who got damaged because the guy who damaged him doesn't have the money.
Right. So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that question. We're going to get to that question in a minute. But look at Rashi. Look at the top Rashi on the first Rashi on the page. He says, "Rabbi Shmuel Nami." According to Rabbi Shmuel, "Ein shaman achilas aruga ela lefi masha hoisa." You only pay what you damaged. Im shmeina shmeina im kichusha kichusha. Right, if it's a good patch or a bad patch, then you pay what you damage. You know, it's not fair to pay what you didn't damage. Ula'achar sheni shuma bebestin. After you evaluated a bestin, how much you owe for Amar, the guy says ainli mos leparo. I don't have the money. So yital karka b'deme mos nizko. You pay land and the value of what you damaged. So far, no one has a problem. Uba lahagvoso miziburius shalo. He wants to pay with his own ziburius. Vihu vihi tova ki idios shel nizik. That's the same thing as the idios of the nizik. Same thing. Vahala omer, and he says, me idios shelacha higvini lefi dmei nezek vrenizkai shkin omer Torah meitav sodeu. Right? So what do you pay? So Rabbi Shmuel Savar b'dinizik shayminon. Rabbi Shmuel says you pay the value of the nizik, and Rabbi Akiva Savar b'demazik shayminon. Okay, my timer to Rabbi Shmuel. What's Rabbi Shmuel's reason?
But at the end, wait a second. At the end, Rabbi Shmuel agrees because there's a tikkun olam.
But we'll get to the tikkun olam. We didn't get to the tikkun olam yet. Right, we're first trying to figure out their sheet, though. We'll get to there in a few minutes. We're not done yet. What's the reason, Rabbi Shmuel? Nemar sadet lamata. It says that it says by Shane and Regel that you go damage someone else's field. Now there's no question that field is the field of the nizik. There's no question about it. Otherwise, what do you pay? Right? It says ubir b'stei acher. You damage someone else's field. That's obviously the nizik's field, right? Nemar sadet lamata. V'nemar sadet lamayla. And it says meitav sadehu. Who's sadehu? Of who? So, ma sada hamor lamaila denizik. Obviously, the damage done to someone's field is the nizik's field. Af sada hamor lamata denizik. So too, how much do you pay whose field do you pay on the cheshbon of whose field? The nizik. That's Rabbi Shmuel's shita. That shita is based now on a pasuk. It's not a svara. It's not based on nothing. It's based on a pasuk. Rabbi Akiva Safar, no. Meitav sadehu yishalim. The meitav sadehu you pay. Da'eich deka mishalim. Right? You pay your own field, meaning the field of the mazik. V'Rabbi Shmuel, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with that, with Rabbi Akiva's drusha, which to me, doesn't even, I don't even understand that drusha, but apparently it's a very good drusha, and the Gemara wants to know, how come Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold from that drusha? The Gemara answers, Ahani gzeir shava, because I have a gzeir shava. I have a gzeir shava of sada sada. V'ahani kra, and I also have a pasuk. Ahani gzeir shava, look at the Amaran. I just said my gzeir shava. And by the way, forget the gzeir shava. I also have a pasuk. Ahani kra, I have a pasuk. D'i isle lemazik idius. Let's say the mazik has idius, viziburis. The mazik has both. Viziburis d'day, and his ziburis, lo shavya ki idios d'nizik. His ziburis is not worth the idius of the nizik. D'mishalim le mimeitav. He has to pay from his own idiots, even though the mazik now gets a little bit of a windfall. Okay? You hear that? You hear that? That's the way where the windfall comes. The nizik has only very good and very bad. And the very bad won't cover what he damaged him. But the very good is more than what he damaged him. He has to pay him the very good. Why can't you pay him less of the very good to parcel it off? I mean, it's exactly what he owes him. I don't know.
See, it seems in the Gemara that there's a standard for these classifications of Beninus and Ziburius and Idius. It's going to be some kind of a standard.
I know.
And we don't.
So what the guy's field has, we take his field, we split it up into three. We say this is good field, this is medium field, this is bad field.
So it's the whose field
everybody,
is splitting up.
Everybody.
So when the Gemara says over here he only has Beninus and Zeburias, so why don't you split it up and find an idiot also? It means that there's no idiots.
I have a piece of land in Manhattan, and I got a piece of land in Bed-Stuy.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's it. Those two pieces of land. And there's no market to sell them today.
Right.
So I have to give them my land because what I did is that.
So which one do you give him? Which one do you give him?
You have to give him the idiot.
And he has to fight down.
Which one do you give him?
And
right.
But he doesn't know how to fight. The Gemara is talking about he only has two fields.
No, but
one is
the
Boreas,
one's
a Beninus.
Right.
He's got no idiots. That's what the Gemara is saying.
You got to give the idiot.
What's the standard?
It says idiots
is the Boreas.
There's no Beninus.
Okay, so there's no Beninus. So you're still missing a field. So
no, we didn't finish. I hear what you're asking. I'm not sure you're right. I don't know. We didn't finish the Gemara yet. Well, right. When we finish at the end of the Gemara, you're probably not going to have any questions. You might still have, but probably not. What you're asking, I don't know the answer to. I just don't know. Maybe in Bava Kamma, it'll go flesh
it's not,
more
it's
out.
Not the case. There's no Beninus.
Right, there's no Beninus in this case. Right.
What, but the Gemara's making the distinction of the three.
Okay, but
so your Beninus, I don't. You have.
Right, you're asking.
Your Beninus, well, and I don't have Beninus.
Well,
and I don't have any.
What you're asking is, how do you decide
right.
what they are? Okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
So the only answer
is, how do you decide?
I don't know.
So the only answer I see possible is if you go by the Mazik's fields.
Why?
Say that he only has two fields. So you got to think. One's a Beninus, one's a...
That's Rabbi Akiva had. That's Rabbi Akiva said. That's Rabbi Akiva says that.
That's his
idea. Alright, Rabbi Akiva says that. Rabbi Shmuel respectfully argues.
Well, I just don't know what the standard is.
And he has to get Zer Shavan.
It just seems to me that there's a standard for Beninus, Idius, and Zeburius.
Yeah. It's like if you go on a ski mountain, there's a blue, there's a diamond, and it's a green.
So
it's not the same thing on...
So there's a standard for that.
Yeah,
on a real mountain.
But the diamond.
I have a hardness.
Yeah, but the diamond in upstate New York is not the same as the diamond in Austria.
Right.
Right.
Agreed.
So it goes on your property.
So whose property?
It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Rabbi Akiva Omer lo ba kasev el lagabas lazikim and the idiots. What did Rabbi Akiva say yesterday? He said, no, the pasuk's only coming to tell me that you pay from the idiots of the nizik, right? Right? Who from the nizik?
No, from the mazik.
From the mazik, right? The kavuchomer lehektish, and a kavuchomer to hektish. Now, my kavuchomer lehektish. What does that mean? Kavuchomer to hektish. Ilema, does it mean the nagchei Torah didan l'Torah de hektish? My ox damaged hektish's ox. Shuri ehu amarachmana velo shar shel hektish. Well, I don't have to pay if I damage Bezdin's ox because the patur. If I damage Bezdin's ox, I'm patur. It's a machlokas. First of all, why that is? It's a machlokas. Do we say the same thing by Shane and Regal? If I damage Bezdin's ox at a field and I damage that field with Shane and Regal, I'm also patur. That's a discussion. But whatever it is, I'm not chayev. So that can't be the pshat. That can't be what Kiva meant. Ella, what he meant was lomar hare olai mona lebedek habayis. I promised to donate money to the Bedek Habayis. The Asi Gizbar, and the Gizbar came along, and he says, no, where's the money you promised? They're on top of you over there by the Beis HaMikdash. Where's the money you promised? Where's that donation you promised, you pledged? No, I don't have any money. All right, they'll take the land away. Vishakil me'idius. And what do they take? They take idius. Just like a mazik. Kavachomer, said Rabbi Akiva. Kavachomer hektish will take idius. So the Gemara says, why should that be? Lo yehe elo l'balchov. It should be like a balchov. I owe the Beis HaMikdash money. And a balchov, dino b'beninus. A balchov pays beninus. What? V'chi tema. You want to tell me, kasav Rabbi Akiva, balchov shakal idius, kinezikin. You want to tell me that he holds that a balchov pays idius also? Just like a nezikin case. Ikal mifrach. It can't be. Mal balchov. Mal balchov shekin yafakov kocho benezikin. A balchov, right, is better than nezikin. Why is a balchov better than nezikin, right? Because a balchov because nezikin doesn't have to pay if you're damaged hektish. Right, so balchov is better than ma balchov shekin yafakov v'kocho benezikin. A balchov is better than nezikin. Why is a balchov better than nezikin? Because there's no payment for nezikin by hektish, but a balchov there is. So a balchov is better. Nevertheless, you only pay beninus. So toma behektish shekin hora kocho benezikin. Hektish is worse. If you damage hektish, hektish can't collect from you. You don't have to pay them, right? And what? And now it's going to tell me that's also idiots. That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, no. La'olam denochei Torah didon la'Torah dehektish. Really, the case is my animal damaged hektish's animal. I didn't we say that you're putter? Rabbi Akiva holds you're not putter. Rabbi Akiva savar lok Rishur ben Menasya. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rishur ben Menasya. Titania Rishur ben Menasya Omer shar shel hektish shlagach shar shel hedyot putter. If a hektish shar damages your shar, hektish is putter. Right? And Vishal Hedyod Shinogah Lushar Shal Hektish. And what about if your shor damages Hektish Shor? Right? Bain Tam Bin Mud, Mishal Nezek Shalem. So of course it's not Patur, just opposite. Hektish always wins. Right? They damage you, they're Patur. You damage them, even if it's a Tam, you chayev 100%. Right? So what do you see? So what do you see from here? Rabbi Kiva said it's a Kalva Chomer. That a head yot that's mazik hektish has to pay idius, just like nezikin. One second, ihachi. If that's true, mimai debe idius denizak kiziburius demazik pligi. What did we say the case was? What's the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, where you damage them and you only have idius and ziburis? The ziburis is not enough, and the idius is too much. Rabbi Shmuel said, pay more. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, you pay from the mazik. Right? Now that we've established all this, what do you have to go into that machlokas for? The kuli alma b'dinizik shayminan. Everybody would agree that you pay the value of the nizik. And they're arguing about a whole separate issue. The issue is, do you ever have to pay hektish? Rabbi Akiva savar lakir shirbi ben asya. Rabbi Shishmal savar lakir rabbanan. Why didn't we say that? We gave a very case that nobody here liked. The case was, you damaged somebody, you don't have any cash. You only have ziburis and idiots. The ziburis is not enough, and the idiots is too much. Who did Rabbi Shmuel say? Pay the idiots. I am paying too much. That's halacha. Tough. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, we pay for the mazik's. We pay the mazik's value, the mazik stuff, not the nizik stuff. Now the Gemara says, one second, the arguments are totally different. Number one, everyone agrees you pay for the nizik. What are they arguing about? What happens if you damage Bezdin? That's what they're arguing about. Yeah, you damage Bezdin's ox. So that can't be right. You know why? Im Kain, my lo baha kasuf. What did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said, no, the pasuk's only coming to teach us that the mazik has to pay. You pay from the mazik's value. What does it mean, lo baha kasuf? The pasuk's only, what pasuk? If the machlokas is only about hektish, there's no pasuk. That doesn't make any sense. Lo baha kasuf. Va'od, my kavachomer lehektish. What kind of kavachomer is that? It's not a kavachomer. It's not a kavachomer. Just like you chayef to pay damages, you chayef to pay hektish. So there's nothing to do with that. The question is, do you darshan shar reyehu velo shar shal hektish or not? That's nothing to do with the kavachomer. Va'od, ha'amar Vashi. Vashi said, Tanya, we learned, metav sadehu, u metav karmo yishalim. Right? It says you have to pay the best. Metav sadehu shal nizik, u metav karmo shal nizik. Divei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva, o metav sodehu shal mazik, o metav karma shal mazik. They're arguing clearly about this issue. So that's the end of the Gemara. The end of the Gemara is, according to the end of the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva argue on 2 points. There's a two-way machlokas here. Number one, what does metav mean? Is it the maziks, right? Or the niziks? Right? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's the Nizik. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's the Mazik. That's one machlokas. They also have a second machlokas. What if a shor happens to damage Bezdin? Well, what's the story with that? According to Rabbi Akiva, you're Chayiv. Why? Because you also have Shurim Menasya. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're Pater. That explains. Now, let's get back to the question was, right? We had a Mishnah. And the Mishnah said that a Mazik pays idiots because of Tikkun HaOlam. Right. And we asked, what Tikkun HaOlam? It's a pasuk. Pasuk in the Torah says, you have to pay Tikkun, pasuk in the Torah says, you have to make this a deal. What Tikkun HaOlam is that? So what's the answer to that question? Right? The answer is, that really, Rabbi Shmuel would agree, really Rabbi Shmuel holds, you pay the value of the nizik. Because of Tikkun HaOlam, the Chachamim switched it. That was the answer, right? We had a whole discussion. What Rabbi Shmuel really holds?
So Rabbi Shmuel is agreeing with Rabbi Akiva?
No, he holds you pay from the Nizik. However, the Chachamim made Rabbi Shmuel agree with Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, Tikkun HaOlam, right? It's not fair. We had the whole Gemara. That's the Tikkun HaOlam. Make sense?
I didn't even answer Rabbi Shmuel my first question.
Okay, so we have to.
I don't understand how you get you
I hear.
Somebody else's thing that you don't own and you don't have to pay for.
I hear.
Why should they get a windfall on it?
You damaged the guy.
But it didn't damage him. What I'm paying him.
That's not true. You're paying the same amount. It's $100. You're paying only $100. The question is $100 coming from your best or your worst? Right. You're still only paying $100. You're not paying $1,000 now.
Correct. Right. Okay, but hear what's going on. See what's going on. That was the question. The Gemara said, the Mishnah said that you pay idiots Tikkun HaOlam. What Tikkun HaOlam? It's the Torah said that. No, Rabbi Shmuel said that you pay from the Mazik, then the Tikkun HaOlam we switch to the Nizik, then the Tikkun HaOlam we switch it to the Mazik. That's one answer. Ravina has another answer. Ravina Amar, another answer. La'ola Masnis and Rabbi Akivahi. Really, the Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva. The Amar who said, Mida Araisa, Bida Mazik Shaiminan. Really, Bida Araisa, it's the Mazik. V'Rab Shimon he the darish taima dekra. Rabbi Shimon darshins reasons in the Torah when it's possible. Look at Rashi, the second line. Masnisin diktani b'midi da'araisa mibnei tikkun ha'olam. In other words, what does it mean mibnei tikkun ha'olam? It means that's why Rabbi Akiva said that you pay from the mazik. Because it's the best thing for society. That's all it means. Rabbi Akiva said the mazik's value. Why? Because that's Tikkun HaOlam. It's the best thing for society. Right? Reb Shimon Haya Talmid. Now look what Rashi says. Mibnei Tikkun Olam. Reb Shimon Shahaya Talmid. Talmid Rabbi Akiva Amra. Rabbi Shimon, the Talmud Rabbi Akiva said it. What's Rashi adding with that?
I love that because he argues
more time. What is he adding? What Rashi have to say that for? We just said before, in the previous case, that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon Menasya. The Rashi didn't tell me who Rabbi Shimon Menasya is. Does he a Talmud? Is he a Rav? None of the matter. Right? Many times the Gemara will say, Rava holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Or Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds like Rava. Rava lived 500 years after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That means the thought of a Rava. Right? The concept that Rava is going to develop later, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held from it. No, Rashi never says, oh, he wasn't even in the Talmud. What do I have to say that for? I don't know. Anyway, that's what it means, Tikkun Olam. Tikkun Olam means that's the reason why Rabbi Akiva holds that it's evaluated from the Mazik stuff. Why? Because then Tikkun Olam, because of Shimon Darshan's time of Dekra, and that makes the most sense. Why? We're going to flush it out. Why? Ma tam ka'amar. It's the reason. Ma tam ha'nizakin shamar lehem be'idiyas. Why is it evaluated with idiyas? But they're Tikkun Olam, right? But nay, Tikkun Olam. What's Tikkun Olam? To pick the Mazik stuff and not the Nizik stuff. But the Gemara is going to flesh that out. But before we flesh that out, look at the top Tosfos. Top Tosfos said this is talking about whether you're Dorish time or Dekra, right? What does that mean, Dorish time or Dekra? For example, Lo Pligi, they only have a machlokas about this. Elehecha de Ika Nafkusa. Only when there's a nafkamina. Kigon gabe chovel beged almana. Right? Where it says you're not allowed to take the beged of an almana as a mashkin. Why not? Or you can't take the pajamas of an almana as a mashkin. Why not? Because every morning you buy an almana's house. So what are you doing there every morning? Right? It looks very suspicious. You're just there for the mashkin. That's not what it looks like. Every morning you're there with her pajamas. That's not what it looks like. It looks pretty bad, right? So Torah said, don't go there. Now, then Torah says, "V'gai b'loyar below nashim." You can't have a lot of women. You're not allowed to have a lot of wives. Why not? Torah didn't say why not, but the Torah did say. Torah said because it's gonna lead you astray, right? Hachanami mishum haytaima shayminan b'demazik. For the same Tikkun Olam, the same time of Dekra, we devalued it from the Mazik. Why? Back to the Gemara, the Tanya. Amr b'Shimon, b'bnei ma amr ha'nezakin shamin lehem be'idiyas. Why is it evaluated from idiyas? M'bnei ha'gazlanim u'b'bnei ha'chasmanim. The Gemara here calls a Mazik a gazlan. Right? The Gemara here calls we're not talking about gazlanim. Why? K'dei shiyoma adam, lama ani gozel, lama ani chomes. But it doesn't mean gozel and chomet. It means to damage. Why should I be so careless? If I'm careless, it's really going to hurt me. I'm really going to have to pay. They're going to take my best stuff. It'll encourage people being careful, right? L'machar bezin yardin l'chasai. Bezin going to come to my fields. V'not l'nsad n'ashali. They're going to take my best stuff, right? V'samchal n'ashakatsa b'torah. Meitav sadehu. U'meitav kamro yishalim. L'fikach therefore. Yomru amru hanizakin. Sharmin lahem be'idiyas. Therefore, the Torah said, "Pay idiots of who? Of the Mazik. It's going to be an incentive to be careful, not to damage people. Because even if it's an accident, right? Certainly if it's on purpose. I'm going to break that guy's window. You're going to have to pay. It's going to cost you a lot." The Ran says that Ziburis and idiots are both worth the same amount of cash. Right? Because it's both worth the same. Right? A pound of feathers is the same amount as a pound of diamonds. It's a pound. But what would you rather have? I'd rather have a pound of diamonds than a pound of feathers. Same pound. I'd rather have idiots than Zaburis. It's going to be the same cash value. You can give me the entire state of South Dakota. And you can give me a few blocks on Park Avenue. It's worth the same. Yeah. Right? I'd rather have Park Avenue. Why? Because it's much more easy to sell. Exactly. It's much more easy. Right. So even though it's the same, but it'll not be the same amount. But says Duran, everybody wants idiots. So a guy's gonna chesed. Oh my God! They're gonna take my house away on Park Avenue. I better be careful. I don't want to lose that, right? I could lose two houses in some other town that's worth the same thing, or three or four houses, but I don't want to lose that house. That's why Indias is more special, even though it's the same value, right? B'dema amru balchov b'beinus. Why do we say that balchov has to pay beinus? Why? K'day shlo yira adam l'chaveru sadana. Because you'll see. Ooh. My friend's got a great property, right? Great property. The Dirana, great house. Vyoma, you know, Ekbot, the Alvenu, I'm going to go, I'll lend him money. It's a little bit far-fetched. How are you going to lend him money? You're going to force him to borrow money. Kidei, in order, Shagvenu, Bechovi, and then when he can't pay me back, I take the house away. Lafika, Chamu, Bachob, Abaninus. No, you're not going to get that house. They got Abaninus' house. So if that's the case, El Miata, Yehemi Ziburis, then why don't you give him Ziburis? The cheapest. MK, not to low delta, if they love him. It's not going to want to lend. Right? Not going to want to lend. So Abaninus is the perfect equilibrium. Right? I'll lend, but I'm not going to pressure people because I'm not going to get the idiots anyway. Now, what about Ksuvas Isha Beziburis? What about, why does Ksuvas Isha get Ziburis? Because, Divir Behuda, Rabmer Omar Bebeninus. So they had a machlokas about that. Omar Bshimon, Rabdema Omar Ksuvas Isha Beziburis. Why does Ksuvas Isha get Ziburis? Because, She Yosef Mimenu Sha Ish Rotza Lisa Isha, Isha Rotza Lidase. Because more than a man wants to be married, a woman wants to be married. So what are you telling the woman? At the end of the marriage, if there's a divorce or he dies, you're going to get Ziburis. She's like, fine, what do I care? I want to be married. I tell her it's going to be at the end of the marriage. Right? What do I care? I want to be married. So she gets Ziburis, let her get Ziburis. Davar Acher, another pshat. Isha Yatsisa Lirtona Vishalo Ritzona. A woman can only get divorced, can get divorced, either with her will or against her will. The husband can just throw her out. She has no say. Or she could say, listen, it's not working out. Would you mind giving me a divorce? He'll say, fine, fine. So it's with her will or without her will. For ish, eno matia el ritzono. Right? Right? He can only do it with his will. She could beg him from today till tomorrow. He'll say, no. Right. So only up to him. So therefore what? So my davar acher, therefore what? What does that mean? What kind of answer is that? Right? The answer is, v'chi tema, you want to tell me, ki hechi d'chi mapik la. Listen to this. Ki hechi d'chi mapik la. When he divorces his wife, and it's his choice, he has to pay her a ksuva. So ki nafki ihi nami lisakni le lirabanan ksuva mina. So when she divorces him, she can't divorce him. Right. But what the Gemara means is, when she wants the divorce, and the husband's mask him to it, she should pay him a ksuva. That's the Havamina. She should be him a ksuva. She's ending it. He's happily married. She's not happy. So she says, listen, I'm not happy. Would you let me... Not happy? No, I'm not happy. So I read. I'm not going to torture you. I was pretty happy with you. You're not happy with me? Fine. I'll give you a get. No problem. Right? No problem. We'll part our separate ways. Maybe she should pay him. After all, she's the one who instigated it. Right? Tashma. No. Isha yatzeler tona v'chololo tona. That whole thing was a fiction. That whole thing was a dreamland. That was a fantasy land. She could get, yeah, but ish ain't a moti el or tono. It's up to the man anyway. Right. She could beg him all she wants. He could be the nice guy and not have nothing to do with all that. It's up to him. Therefore, there's no ksuva. She never has to pay him a ksuva. That's a fiction, right? After all, efshar dimashi la begita. What do those words mean? What? What do those words mean? Afshar? Demashi la begita. He could wait for her and not give the get. He never has to give a get.
I'm right.
You can beg all you want. Right. He doesn't have to. Right? Therefore, that's the second reason. Therefore, we make it Ziburis. Therefore, we make it Ziburis. What kind of reason is that? Therefore, we make it Ziburis. What?
Stick it to her now. Also, you want the, I'm giving you the cheapest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The point is, we never make her pay Ziburis. Interesting.
It's
interesting.
Ziburis.
By the way, it's very interesting because the Rashba says, you see from this Gemara, that you never force a husband to give a get. You can't force a husband to give a get.
No, you can't.
You can't, right? The Rambam says that if a woman says, I can't live with this guy's disgusting, right? Mazalai. If he says that, we force the Baal to divorce her without giving her the ksuva. All right, we'll divorce you. We'll let you go. It's not paying you. If she wants it. It's not what our Gemara said.
No.
Right? The Rambam says no, but if she realizes I can't live with this guy, because first of all, the Rambam says, and Tosfos says, wait a minute, maybe she's lying. Maybe that's an excuse to get out of the marriage. Oh, I can't live with this guy. He's so disgusting. I can't. Right? I can't live with this guy. How do you know?
That's the beginning part of it, that women always want to get, stay married.
What?
It doesn't work with the beginning part, where the women always want to be married.
Right. So Tosfos makes a distinction. Like, you can tell. Is there any basis for what she's saying? Or she's totally baloney? But the Rambam already solved the problem. There's no ksuva. Right? Okay. It's interesting stuff. Okay. Next. Ksuvas isha biziburis. Now, Marzutra says something, which tomorrow the Gemara is going to have a tiyuft on him. But until tomorrow, he says the following statement. Amar Marzutra bereid Rav Nachman. Lo amaron, the only time we said that a woman gets, Isha Ksuva gets Ziburis, is El Miyasmi. Only from the Yisomim. Meaning, the husband died. Then, the woman comes to the Yisomim and says, pay me the Ksuva, that's when she gets Ziburis. Avo minei didei bedeninis. But if he's still alive and he just got divorced, then Itaka has to give her bang to this.
So Rachmanis on the, we have Rachmanis on the Yisrael, and we don't have Rachmanis on the woman.
Correct. It's not a question of Rachmanis.
It is a question of Rachmanis. Right. For the Yisrael,
you've learned two things today in Daf. Hektish always wins, women always lose.
Thank you.
You go home and tell me.
It's true. In Halacha, that's the lines.
So the Penashu explains like this. Really, really, a ksuva should be idias. Really, everything should be idias.
Right.
Everything should be idias. So, mazik we leave as idias. Why do we lower Baal Chov to Beninus?
We just tikkun olam.
Because tikkun olam. Right. Because we don't want people to pressure people to lend money.
Right.
And so, what should change by a ksuva zisha? Right. Leave it at Beninus.
Not tikkun olam.
What? No, he says it is tikkun olam because she's going to make his life so miserable that she'll give him a divorce and then she gets idiots. Says Marzutra, we reduce it to bainanus. Okay, if there's yisomim, then it goes to ziburis. You hear that?
No.
The
ziburis part to the yisomim? No, why?
Well, what?
What changed? What status just changed?
No, Yisomim have a protected. The Yisomim always have a protected status.
Well, the Gemara is going to ask that right now. The Gemara is going to ask that right now.
Mace is the protected status.
Mace, 1 second. So, Miyasmi, Ma'ir Ksuvasisha. You're telling me that the Yisomim will have to pay Ziburis? Afilu kol milinami. The Yisomim always pay Ziburis. Even if it's from a Mazik. Ditnan. Dotran ain ifrah minichse yisom element of ziburis. Yisom always pays ziburis. So I tell him what's ksuvasisha different. Ella no, ella lav minay. No, we're talking about ella lav minay. Aren't we talking about the husband himself? And Marzutra, you're wrong. So Gemara says no. La'olam yasmi. Really, it's the yisomim. I, every Yisomim pay only Ziburis?
Right.
No. Ksuvat Isha Itzrichalei. We needed to tell me that Ksuvat Isha. So I would have thought, Mishum China, Ikilu Barabanan, because of Chain, what's Chain? Right? The Rabbanan will make you and allowed Ziburis, and allowed Beninis, and allowed Beninis, Kamashmon, they didn't. What's Chain? So it's Machlok, it's Rashi and Tosfos. What's Chain? Rashi says, She'anashim nosim Chain be'eni hanashim. Men should find favor in the eyes of women, v'yinasu lahem, and marry the women. What does that mean? Tosfos says the exact opposite. Tosfos says, the bottom of that Tosfos of Mishum, the last three lines, nira the perish Rebbeinu Chananel, the perish Mishum, china, she'akol, kovtzin, aleha, l'si'ena. People should want to marry her. I would have thought that
the
people
talking about.
No, she doesn't have drunk. She got bananas. I'll marry her. She's not bad. That's not bad. Come on, we don't say that. That's the chain. What's Rashi's chain? Not sure. Anyway, Omar Rava, Toshma, Remeir Omer, Ksuvas Isha, the bananas. Well, when Remeir says that Ksuvas Isha pays bananas, right? In the Mishnah, Remeir said that. Miman, from who? Ilema Miyasmi. Less of the Remeir tonight in front of the Chassidim Yisomim element of Ziburis. Doesn't Remeir agree with that rule that Yisomim always pays Ziburis? So he can't mean that. Ella lav minei. He must mean from the husband. Michlal, the Rabbanan Savri, be Ziburis. The Rabbanan must hold Ziburis. Because obviously they're arguing on Remeir, So what do you see? Our Sutra is dead wrong. So Gemara says no. La'ola, lo, la'ola miyasmi. No, different, right? Shiny ksuvas isha, mishum china. No, ksuvas isha is different because of china. Because of china. Amar Abaya, tashma. Hold on 1 second. Hanizakin, shamar lehem be'idias. Nizikin pe'idias. It's our Mishnah. Balchov zibinis. Balchov pe'zbinis. Ksuvas isha ziburis. Ksuvas isha pe'ziburis. Miman, from who? Ilem miyasmi. Image from the Yisomim. Ma'ir ksuvas isha. Afilukal haninami. Everyone holds that. Elalav must be mine, from the husband. So the Gemara says, Amr v'yakob arak, Amr v'achob arak, v'achob ma'i eskinan. You know what's going on here? Another change. Kigon, shenase orev l'nitzke b'no, u'labalchov b'no, u'luksuvas kalaso. A father says, my son does any damage, I'll pay. My son owes money, I'll pay. My son gets divorced, I'll pay the ksuva. Exactly.
Then he pays
worries. What? The high ki dine, the high ki dine. And he'll pay whatever the son would have to pay. Whether it's idias, bananas, or ziburis. Right?
How does that help or change anything?
What?
How does that change?
That's the case where, so it's not, so Marzutra could still be right. Marzutra could still be right. Marzutra said, that when the Mishnah said you pay ziburis, it's only from the Yisomim. But not from the guy himself. The guy himself would have to pay bainus. What about this? This is an orev. An orev is different. That's what I think the Gemara is going to say. Nezikin u'balchov. Now, nezikin u'balchov dimechayim gavu. Ihu nami ki gavu kimechayim migavu. Since nezikin and balchov normally are paid when the guy is still alive, the mazik didn't die, and he still owes the money, he's still alive, so the father is promised to pick up the tab. He has to pay as if they're still alive. Ksuvas isha, but a ksuva dula achar misa gavya, where it's collected after misa. It's also collected if there's a divorce. Says the Meiri, but the father didn't make an error. Or the Meiri says the father. The father didn't. What?
Divorce is no yisomer.
We changed the whole case now. Now the father's picking up the bill.
That's fine.
So the Meiri says the father only picked up the bill if his son died, not if there's a divorce. Okay. So therefore, dula achar misa gavya. Ula'acha misa miman gavya mimasi. Who do you collect from? Normally you collect from the mesomim. So ihunami ki megabi la'acha misa megabi. So when the father's paying the tib, he's paying as if the mesomim were paying, which is ziburis. However, if the husband was still alive, Mazuch is right that he would pay dananis. V'tepik lei da'avev ksuva lo meshtabed. Well, man, there's no such thing as an orev on a ksuva. There's no such thing. Which is tomorrow. We're going to get that tomorrow. The Gemara says, no, bekablon. A kablon is a better orev. A kablon is, you don't even have to go to the guy first. You come straight to me. Right? The Gemara is going to say tomorrow, for various practical reasons, we don't want a ksuva being paid by an orev. That the whole purpose of a ksuva is it shouldn't be so hard for you to divorce your wife. So don't run to divorce. It's going to cost you. If there's an orev, what's it costing you? So we don't want an orev by a ksuva.
Correct.
We don't want that.
The orev is basically a loan that he's
laying. Orev is a cosigner. He doesn't pay, I'll pay. A kabbalah means you don't even have to go to him. I'll pay right away. So that you just defeated the whole purpose of a ksuva. The guy's got no incentive to keep this wife. Doesn't cost him a nickel. Right? So we don't want that. So Gemara says, Hani chalaman da amar kabbalah nafagaf, the less lay nechase the love of mishtabe chaper. If the kabbalah, there's a machlokes about this. Can such a thing as a kabbalah, even if the lova has money? Even if he's got the money, what are you coming to me for? He has the money. Some say that you can still come to the kablan. That makes sense. El amanda amar e isle le mishtabe e lesle lo mishtabe. No. If the lova has money, you can't come to me. If the lova doesn't have money, then you can come to me. So, mayikul amemar, what are you going to say? Right? Now, certainly, this son has no nechasim. Right? Otherwise, the father would never have, would, 1 second. So Rashi says, ha vadai lesle nechasim l'oso aben. What the Gemara has a machlokes about is, are you allowed to be a kablon? Can you say you're a kablon if the guy has no money? Can you even do such a thing? That's a machlokes.
Why not?
Because for a ksuv, we don't want that. Wow. Right? So how does this ever happen? If you hold that you can't be a kablon if the guy has no money, how does this ever happen? Right? So the Gemara answers, we're going through the rationale. No, at the time of the Ksufa, he had money. He had money at that time. He lost it all. So the father said, oh, I'll be an Ari for you. But the son had money. Oh, father and son is different. A father is going to make a promise for a son. That's different. That doesn't have to have the same rules as a regular Arif. Right? That's different. So again, Mazutra could still be right. That what? Mazutra could still be right. That what? That the only time you have to pay Zibur is if there's a Yisomim. Either there's no Chiddush in that. No, the case was here where the father said it'll be an Arif for the son. So then the father could pay Ziburis. But if the Baal himself would not pay Ziburis. All right? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow by Itmar. Okay. Everybody have a very good day. Oh.